AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Bethlehem's major square is again seeing crowds and celebrations this Christmas. They've been subdued the past 2 years because of the war in Gaza. While at the Vatican, Pope Leo XIV celebrated his first packed Christmas Eve Mass as leader of the world's 1.4 billion Catholics. Nicole Winfield has more.
The Pope will come back a few hours later after a short night's sleep to deliver his Urbi et Orbi blessing. That's his speech kind of assessing the world on Christmas Day, where he's expected to offer a prayer for peace. Pope Leo has urged world leaders to honor a 24-hour truce in all the conflicts raging around the world for Christmas Day. He expressed sadness this week, though, that Russia at least has said it will not honor it.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell last week. Mortgage rates have ticked down again. Freddie Mac puts the average 30-year at 6.18%. Stocks closed higher on Wall Street, and Marcela Sanchez has an election result from Central America.
In Honduras, electoral authorities have declared Nasri Asfura as the country's next president, ending a weeks-long count that raised questions about the credibility of the nation's fragile electoral system. President Trump endorsed the 67-year-old conservative just days before the vote, saying Asfura was the only candidate the U.S. administration would work with. Asfura's opponent, four-time candidate Salvador Nasralla of the conservative Liberal Party, said the election was fraudulent and called for a recount of all the votes just hours before the official results were announced. Nasralla and other of Asfura's opponents argue that Trump's last-minute endorsement was an act of electoral interference that ultimately swung the results. Asfura is the former mayor of Tegucigalpa, the country's capital, and ran as a pragmatic politician. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
This is AP News. In Nigeria, the last group of children and teachers abducted from their school last month are finally home. Donna Warder has the story.
A reunion between parents and their children in north central Nigeria. Some 130 school children and their teachers were released Sunday after being held for a month in one of the largest mass abductions in Nigeria's history. They returned home late Wednesday, the last group of abductees freed since the November 21st attack on a Catholic school in Niger State.
Celebrating Christmas with our children, so we are so glad.
Yusuf Timothy was reunited with daughter Rejoice.
This Christmas, so we are happy.
Authorities had first thought more than 300 school children and their 12 teachers were abducted in the attack, but later revised the number to 230. They say everyone has now been released. I'm Donna Water.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.